If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today.
We like making podcasts. We like fucking off.
Yeah, well, we made six this whole fucking 2 weeks right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, the grand finale of Guns and Radios Spring Break. Hang on, air horn effect.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we've been getting jiggy, dizzy, crazy with it over the last couple weeks here. You know, we've had our dealer's choices. We've had a couple wheel picks. And then a couple of even, you know, doing something different. Last Friday, you saw us watch, you know, David Lee Roth appear at Ultra Music Festival Miami from 2019. And now, 5 years later, Armin van Buuren has brought out John Bon Jovi. This literally just happened right as we ended the live show for episode 274.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went to go check Instagram. I remember you saw us. You saw that. I go, holy fuck, Bon Jovi just showed up at Ultra. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, holy shit, we got to watch this, see how this goes.
Yeah, man. So it's been a variety of all kinds of fun, different shit for these six smaller episodes that we have replaced our two live shows with this week. So you can't say we left you high and dry. We left you hanging. We just took a time off and fucked up. We kind of did take some time on, just kind of fuck off, but
we put in the work before we fucked off.
That's right.
I mean, we did the work like Cody Rhodes.
That's right. And by now, WrestleMania is over and Roman Reigns is still the champion. And
well, we shall see about that.
Hang on. We're going to cut and I'm going to edit just in case Cody wins. And right now, Cody Rhodes is the champ.
Yeah. Well, we shall see in the distant future. I hope they book it right this time, goddammit.
I do too. Roman needs to beat him in like 4 seconds. Spear, pin, that's it.
He's not a jobber, jeez. Who's he that's beating? It. Who the fuck's he beating? The Brooklyn Brawler?
You're going to come out, we're going to do all the big entrances, spear, pin. And then Triple H comes out in pedigree, right in the middle.
Yeah, then his heart condition flares and he dies in the middle of the ring. Like he's Randy the Ram Robinson from The Wrestler.
Oh, no. No, no. That's sad, though. I love Triple H. He's my favorite wrestler.
Oh, listen, respect to him. Now he runs the place.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if can't have Vince anymore. Which, thank fucking God, knowing what the fuck we know now.
Yeah, the product turned out a lot better.
It really has.
It has.
This time last year, even compared to this time last year.
Oh, yeah.
It's been amazing, so.
So good.
Unless they just royally drop the ball at Mania.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, we hope you've enjoyed this little different thing. Give us your feedback on how we did on this spring break, if you liked this format. Because we're playing with something we've never done before here, you know, and we had fun. It was a fun.
Yeah, we've been enjoying this, man, you know. Giving you more, basically a whole episode's worth of stuff in about, you know, a whole week, basically. Yeah. One day spread over 3 days. It's been interesting. It's been pretty fun for us, you know, so.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, yeah. We've been laughing our asses off this whole time, these past couple weeks.
And here in just a minute, we're going to dance our asses off to some Bon Jovi.
One more time.
That's right. Let's do it. You know, out of habit, I almost went and checked the chat just now.
Who's trolling us now? No, wait a minute.
No, it's nobody. That's right. We're recording.
It was just me in the private chat all along.
It was me. It was me, Caputo.
Oh, son of a bitch. He's going fucking hell. And he's like fucking foaming at the mouth in commentary.
You know, when we were doing that mysterious hacker and then it turned out to be Vince Neil, the original reveal that I was planning was, it's me, Austin.
Oh, son of a bitch. Go to hell.
Oh, man. So, oh, boy. I'm excited. Let's loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. The world premiere of the Armin Van Buuren remix of Bon Jovi's Keep of the Faith.
All right. Let's check it out. Oh, it's the same stage as last time.
Similar. They change up the design every year.
Oh, okay.
This one's different. It has like 20 different screens.
Oh, it's bigger.
Yeah. Please welcome to the stage the legend, Mr. John Bon Jovi. He does seem like a fan. Like, he mentions, like, oh, I remember buying his albums when I was younger. But, like, I think Armin's a big classic rock fan. It's pretty freaking cool.
Oh, yeah. I hope when I go, when I turn gray, I can pull it off like he pulls it off.
Oh, dude, Bon Jovi's 62. He's like the same age as Axl. He looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going to sing it.
A little bit. He sings parts of it. I've seen this one time already.
So who are you bringing out on your next DJ set?
I mean, I would love to bring, you know, Axl Rose out, but then, you know, it's like dragging, pulling teeth from a child. So it's basically unlikely at this point.
You might have better luck getting Miles Kennedy.
Yeah, if not, maybe I can license out the Kiss avatars for one night, see how much they cost.
Here's a 3D...
Yeah, I'm doing it on these like 37 triangle screens here.
Well, but what we'll do is we won't be able to have all the screens. We'll have cell phones. Here he is on my phone. I bought a cameo.
Yeah, $2,000 later.
Oh, man. I wonder if you can do live cameos. I know there's that one where you can like have like a one-on-one call.
Oh, yeah, with some of these. Yeah, you got like a 15-minute thing with a lot of, intros. Yeah, that's what it is. Because we saw Dizzy Reed was on there. We're like, oh, maybe we can get an interview with Dizzy Reed. It was like $150. I'm like, $50, I'd maybe, but no.
$50, we would have already done that.
Yeah, we would have had Dizzy on the show, giving us a shout out.
Fuck yeah. Getting Dizzy with it.
Yeah, dude, that would have been like season 3 of Getting Dizzy with It, just us interviewing Dizzy, and then after that, the show's over.
Yeah.
Unless you release another solo album.
You never know.
I hope so, man. We really enjoyed that first one.
Oh, yeah.
Hookers and Blow, even. I'm down.
Oh, yeah. And we've got enough Hookers and Blow covers, like bootlegs. Because remember, true. We put together, we were going to do a season 3 at one point, and then... I don't remember why we scrapped that.
I think we're going to probably we're trying to think maybe we could switch it to like the Gilby Clark stuff.
Getting Gilby with it.
No.
Yeah, we'll figure out another title for that if we do that in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's something we do want to do. We only review like one song randomly for a Shotcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one. Yeah, we did that in one of his Christmas songs.
Well, there's also Dead Flowers that's in the wheel.
That's true. That too, yeah.
But it has enough of the Guns N' Roses people in it that it kind of counts, you know? And Guns N' Roses plays it. And so,
yeah, it was, who knows? It was live a lot during that User Illusion tour.
Yeah, we will be spinning the wheel at the end of this episode to find out what we're going to be doing when we return live on episode 281. And that'll be interesting. Maybe we'll get Dead Flowers.
Ooh, maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Only the future will tell us, but let's get right back into this. Yeah, I can expect Bon Jovi not to sing. I know there's recent vocal issues and stuff.
So, he's actually nailing it, though.
Kind of. At least he's singing along with a backing track. Not like, at times he is. You know?
Yeah. Maybe it helps. I don't know.
Also, props to like remixing a rather not as much known Bon Jovi song. I don't know, like, at least to my knowledge.
Yeah, it's not one I think of.
Yeah, it's like, we have enough fucking DJs playing Living on a Prayer. We don't need that shit anymore.
I will say,
Bad Medicine, or you give a little bad name.
My friend CeCe, You met Cece. She's been on the show briefly before. Oh, hello.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are popping off.
Hot chick. She came before she retired and then went to live the van life. Mm-hmm. And that's where she's been. But before she moved away or ran away or whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
Me and her went and saw one of her last days in Jeff City. We went and saw Bon Jovi. I'd scored some tickets. And
oh, look, it's Target Demographic.
Yep, there he is.
I'm here for all the pussy.
And there were a couple of songs I discovered at that concert that I put in my playlist, like Radio Saved My Life Tonight. I'd never heard that before. And that motherfucker went right up in the playlist on the way home. Oh, shit. This does look like a whole lot of fun.
Oh, it's a whole vibe, man.
So does this DJ play every year?
Mostly. I think he's there at least every year, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember Bjorn. He plays like his main stage set and usually has like his own set on like one of the side stages on a different day. So he has nice. Like his label and like all his artists and stuff play on one of the side stages.
I always thought it'd be fun to be at a party with a girl on my shoulders, but the girls I date, I can't put on my shoulders. They're a little heavier than I take them. I like the heavy girls.
I like the bigger ladies. Crazy bodysuits over there.
Yeah, this is looking like a... is that a sex doll?
Yeah, there's your boobs.
Oh, well, we got nudity in this episode, kind of.
Fake nudity.
I wonder if anybody ever body surfs the sex doll.
I think I've seen one happen. It wasn't a sex doll. It was like a blow up or something like that. We got a panda.
This makes me think of LMFAO all of a sudden.
Yeah. But they were much more misogynistic. Now looking back at their songs, I'm like, holy fuck.
I don't know, maybe by today's standards. I can't think off the top of my head. But I only know like three songs by
them. Yeah, the club party rock, looking for your girl, she's on my jock.
Ah, well, you know, that's where she is. It's voluntary. There was consent.
Oh, there's some other ones that are a little...
I tell you, they really date themselves in the song Yes when he says, I checked my MySpace and I got a lot of friend requests.
Yeah. John Bon Jovi's jumping up. He's dancing himself. He's enjoying himself.
He's having a good time.
Fuck yeah.
He looks like he's having fun. He does not look like he regrets this gig.
Oh, fuck no. This is perfect promotion for him. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary. So.
And they're still going strong.
They got a new album coming out.
Nice.
That's coming out in June. But like, it's perfect for him. He's like, listen, let all these DJs remix my stuff. It keeps, you know, my music in the sort of limelight and people's minds, you know, new fans, you know, love it, man. Crossovers.
Yeah, job security.
Exactly. And plus, he gets paid from these remixes too. You know, the guy remixing it doesn't really get as much, but like, you know, that's what it is. Like the artist being remixed gets a nice payday out of it. So,
okay. Well, who's going to give our final thoughts first?
I think I went first last time.
It doesn't matter to me.
I'll go first.
All right.
Again, just like, you know, last week when we saw David Lee Roth show up, I was like, you know, the merging of both of my favorite genres, my favorite worlds again. And this one caught me by surprise because, like, did not expect this at all. It was like, Bon Jovi at an EDM show. I was like, what? And then I actually saw the video. I'm like, I listened to this a couple times. I was like, this sounds like a pretty fucking sick remix, and I would definitely want to hear this once it comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, is it as good as the Jump one? No, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. So this is fucking awesome. I mean, just like moments like this are crazy, man. And Ultra is very much known for things like that. Like a lot of like random, you know, celebrities or like other big names showing up and doing stuff like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roseanne Barr.
No. Yay! Well, fuck, Justin Bieber showed up there one year when Skrillex was closing the festival, so who knows? And then also,
hey, kids, it's Justin Bieber. That's the reaction he gets.
Yeah, honestly, the crowd was probably on too much Molly to give a shit, so who cares? But this is awesome, man. Also, kudos, I would say, to Armin for remixing, like, maybe a song that's not as much known to other, like, Bon Jovi fans, depends. Like, because everyone knows fucking Slippery When Wet front to back, so it's like, I appreciate you not, like, trying to ride off the bandwagon of that album still, like, you know, like, choose a different song, like, something from the 90s. I was like, that's pretty cool, you know. Does anyone listen to 90s Jovi? I don't fucking know. But
I like It's My Life from the early 2000s.
Yeah, that was, I think, 2000 or 2002. That's a good one. Like, I've seen some DJs drop in remixes of that, too. But, I mean, it was pretty solid, man. Not necessarily a 5, but I'll give it a 4.
All right. I mean, it looked like a lot of fun to be at, man. I feel like if I was there, I would definitely be like, fuck yeah. I mean, I think I'll give it like a 3 because, I mean, it looked like a lot of fun. I don't know if I'd listen to this or, but it does make me want to go check out the original version of the song.
Oh, absolutely. That's like the main purpose of a remix anyways, you know, especially when you're remixing a track of stature. And, you know, such, you know, it's like an older track, and especially of an artist who's had this, you know, 40-year legacy of a career.
Yeah.
You know.
That was nice. I did enjoy that. I did quite enjoy that.
Keep it fair, baby.
Yeah, man. Next time you come to America, we'll have to find us one of these clubs, and we'll have to go dance and shit. And, we'll take some Molly and hit on some girls. It'll be great.
No problem, man. If you're coming to Canada, we have festivals like that every summer, so...
Oh, this is a Canadian Saturday. This is a Canadian Tuesday. This is what they do.
Yeah, I wish on this economy.
Well, folks, spring break for us has come to an end, sadly. But that's okay because in only, what, 3 days? This is Friday, so Saturday, Sunday. I guess two days' time,
unless some shit happens.
Yeah, unless something happens after this taping,
yeah,
and we can't make it. I don't think it's gonna, but the plan right now is we're gonna be back live on what day? April the 14th. We'll be live again on April 14th. And what song will we be listening to and reviewing on that episode of Guns N' Radio? Let's spin that wheel.
Yeah, I want to find out. I'm curious. I know these people are curious. Let's get spin that wheel.
Let's do it.
Wrecking ball loaded.
Well, shit. I don't know. You know what? After the ZZ Top thing a couple of days ago, I've got a renewed interest.
And we can do a song versus song battle here, you know, Loaded Wrecking Ball versus Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. And see which one's the better one. We're going to watch the music video for Wrecking Ball. I think we should do that.
Yeah, I think that, you know what, I think mark that down. I think we should.
We should watch the Hulk Hogan commercial parodying that music video. Or actually, no, that would probably burn our eyes off.
Yeah, I don't want to see Hulk Hogan's naked, wrinkly old
weird ass.
Ass
and his shitty tattoos. Back have an ass.
Now, Brooke Hogan, okay, yeah, maybe.
Nah, it depends.
I just don't think she's as hot as she thinks she is.
She's not. She's like, I don't know, whatever.
Now, Noelle Foley? Have you seen Noelle Foley since she grew up?
Oh, yeah, she's a good-looking woman.
She is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. That's it for spring break, everybody. Come back on Sunday. We'll see you then. I'm Dusty Bone.
And I'm Chris Caputo. Thank you for this joining in, watching. Let us know what you guys think of this, our little two-week spring break experiment. Are you guys down for more of this kind of spread-out content? Or are you guys down with the live Sunday night shows? Do let us know. But we'll see you live Sunday night. We're gonna get wrecked by a wrecking ball. Actually, that sounds very inappropriate. It's not happening to us. I don't know. But we are doing Wrecking Ball by Loaded on Sunday, and we will be live Sunday night. So we will see you guys then. Until then, stay safe. Peace out. Keep on rock and rolling.